Fresh Air's linguist Jeff Nunberg has been in Rome for the past few months. He's taking a vacation from America, but not from the American language.
Americans who travel in Europe get used to seeing English words pasted all over the place, but the Italians seem to do it more pervasively and more exuberantly than anybody else. I go down in the morning, and my mailbox is stuffed with flyers for the Speedy Boy delivery service and for security house alarm systems. Half the ads in the paper seem to have English headlines: Joy Machine, Born to be Wild, Your Private Airline, This Way In. Even the government isn't immune. The Italian Parliament recently introduced a procedure called question time, where members could rise and ask questions to ministers. If the French Chamber of Deputies tried to introduce something called question time, the government would fall before lunch. But in Italy, nobody makes a fuss. Part of the reason for this tolerance is that linguistic purism has disagreeable historical associations in Italy. Under Mussolini, the fascists made a point of trying to purge the language of all foreign words. Newspapers weren't allowed to talk about the game of bridge, for example. It had to be Il Ponte. And with Mussolini's encouragement, the futurist poet Tommaso Marinetti proposed a reform of Italian cuisine that included providing Italian substitutes for all the foreign words that had to do with eating. Il cocktail would henceforth be called a polibibita, or multi-drink. Sandwiches were to be called tra I due, or between the two. A bar was to be a qui si beve, or a here one drinks. But even in fascist times, the Italians didn't pay any attention to these rules, and once the war was over, they took to borrowing English words even more furiously. There's a classic evocation of the period in the 1954 film Un Americano a Roma with the great comic actor Alberto Sordi. Sordi plays a young Roman named Nando who's obsessed with all things American. He rides around on a motorcycle wearing a leather jacket and cap in imitation of Marlon Brando in The Wild One. And the fact that he speaks no English doesn't impede him from calling everybody Joe or from peppering his speech with vaguely English-sounding phrases like, "What do you want to know?" That character is still around in the person of a type of Italian who always has English expressions bubbling to his lips. By all means, lovely, oh yes, my dear. When I first heard people doing this many years ago, I thought it was for my benefit, but later I realized they do it with each other, too. And like Nando, a lot of these people don't actually speak English. The fact is that it's a mistake to take the predilection for using English words as an indication of the general spread of the language. On the contrary, in countries like Italy, it seems to go hand in hand with a relatively low level of English proficiency, particularly compared to the nations of Northern Europe. Of course, the Dutch and the Danes borrow lots of English words too, but they tend to concentrate on words that serve a practical purpose and that don't have translations in their own languages, words like database, stuntman, or duty-free. It's people like the Italians who borrow words like glamour, soft, or feeling. That last one really took me back when I first heard an Italian using it. I can understand why the Italians would find it useful to borrow words like database or marketing on the assumption that Americans know more about those things than they do. It's just like our borrowing words like pasta and cadenza from them. But it's odd to think of them going to Americans for a word like feeling. After all, it's not as if Italians think of Americans as a people with an exquisitely subtle understanding of the emotional life. It turns out, though, that feeling doesn't really mean in Italian what it does in English. It's just a way of saying something like positive empathy. That's not uncommon. Italians often give English words a novel interpretation. In Italy, for example, a drugstore is just a store that's open 24 hours, whatever it sells. The word blackout can refer to any interruption of services, even of trains or flights. And sometimes Italians use words that sound like English, but that don't really exist, like il footing for jogging, or zapping for what we call channel surfing. In the end, you have the sense the Italians don't really care about getting the English words right. The English language serves as a great repository of free signifiers that they can go to whenever they need a new expression. They adopt English words exactly the way they adopt American fashions like topsiders and jeans, mixing and matching according to some purely local aesthetic, so that in the end you have no trouble telling them from American tourists who happen to be wearing the same items of clothing. It's something the French would do well to bear in mind. None of this borrowing is a reflection of any deep Americanization of Italian culture. Or if it is, it's their America, not ours.
Jeff Nunberg is a linguist at the Xerox Palo Alto Research Center.